sir.
Case number 11,287, Norman Cohen, south of Angola Road, being Road 277 and being east of Oak Street East, 650 feet south of Woodland Circle, and also being Lot 34, Angola by the Bay. Tax map ID is District 234, map 17.08, parcel 196, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Adam Gerber. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Mr. Cohen. I'd like to first hand out copies of the survey, unless there are some already.
I believe it was submitted with it. Is this what you're... Okay. They all have a copy.
The applicant, Mr. Cohen, has applied for a variance from the side yard setback and the front yard setback to allow an existing dwelling to remain in place. The home, along with the wood deck, as shown on the survey, was built in 1973. Mr. Cohen acquired the property in August of this year. He's now seeking a variance in order to obtain clear title to the property. This is a unique situation in that the lot shape itself is unusual, and there's a very small frontage, only about 35 feet. The rear of the lot is also fairly small, but not nearly as small as the front, so it's just a small lot in general. The variance is necessary to enable the applicant to obtain clear title of the home. Because of the existing structure, the applicant cannot modify this property to bring it into strict conformity with the code. The applicant did not create this problem or this difficulty himself. As I mentioned, he just acquired the property in August, in fact, and the nonconformity is believed to exist since about 1973. As Mike Bacher, a real estate agent, will testify, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it substantially impair the appropriate use or development of the property, and it will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Finally, the applicant is asking for only the minimum variance required. He's not asking to alter the property in any way, merely to leave the existing structure as it is. I'd now like to call Mr. Cohen to come testify.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Norman Cohen, 464 Morris Avenue, Booton, New Jersey.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. Has everything I just stated concerning this property been true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
To your knowledge, have there been any complaints about the location of the home where it sits currently?
No.
In fact, what have you heard from the neighbors?
I mean, the neighbors, this is a house that was vacant for a long time, was in foreclosure. The only thing we've heard from neighbors is we're very happy somebody finally bought this house. It was in bad shape.
Would it, in your opinion, be a costly endeavor to remove a portion or corner of the home here to bring the home into conformity with a zoning code?
I don't know how you could remove the entire side of the house. I don't think it's even possible. I mean, you wouldn't even have a staircase.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for Mr. Cohen?
Excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Wright?
Yes. Was the as far as you know, were ever a certificate of compliance issued for this home?
I believe in 1973, along with when the home was built, there was a certificate issued.
So in other words, the county had approved the setbacks at that time?
Yes. Yes, that's my understanding, yes.
So, okay, thank you. No more questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
May I bring Mr. Bacher to testify briefly?
Sure.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Bacher, 218 Waterford Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Bacher. Can you please state your occupation?
Realtor.
How long have you been a realtor?
Just over 15 years.
And in what area do you generally work or practice as a realtor?
Lewis, Rehoboth, basically between Millsboro and the beach.
Okay. And are you familiar with this property in Angola by the Bay that's the subject of this hearing this evening?
Very.
Okay. Does the dwelling, in your opinion, where it currently sits, alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Would you ask that question again? My hearing's bad, so bear with me, guys.
In your opinion, does the dwelling as it sits now, which is technically a nonconformity, does that alter the character of the neighborhood in any way?
No, not at all.
Does the building as it currently exists substantially impair the use or development of property adjacent to this property?
No.
Does it detrimentally affect the values of the adjacent property?
No.
And in your opinion as well, would it be a costly endeavor to remove a portion of this home to bring it into conformity with the code?
I think it would ruin the character of the home and be a negative for the neighborhood.
Thank you. Does the board have any questions for Mr. Bacher?
No.
Thank you.
Is there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,287. The applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. I think he's did a good job there. And there also, it shows here on the maps that this is a unique piece of property with the frontage the way it is at 62.5 feet and then going back. So that says there is a uniqueness to the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, I believe, and the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant because there was a certificate of compliance issued by the county and not to this applicant, to the previous. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the request for the variance is minimum that will afford relief, and the request is the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,287. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,287 is approved.